All right, fighters, today I want to bring to you the first episode in at least a 10-part series, okay? Because I'm not sure how I could go crazy on this and go longer. So to be honest with you, I've got about 10 days mapped out of this. So today's day one, and this is a series on selling more, guys, but we have to sell. I don't care what you do. If you're a hot dog stand, you're some sort of restaurant, you make light bulbs, you're a furniture store, you're a contractor, you're, you know, a coach, you have an online business, whatever the hell it is, guys, you have to sell. If you don't sell, you're dead. Sales is oxygen. You have to have money coming in the door. And this is on my mind a lot because I've been doing a ton of coaching and training and workshops and live events on Zoom and shit like that for people on the topic of sales. And so I just thought it was appropriate to share some of those things with you motherfuckers here today. All right. And I mean that with all the love in my heart. So guys, today I want to talk about reframing your expectations as a salesperson. Reframe your expectations. So I want you to think back. Maybe this is years ago. Maybe this is last week. Maybe it's yesterday. Think back to when you started your business. There was a stigma, I don't know if that's the word, stigma, perception, connotation, I don't know. It's one of these damn words, okay, around certain things that are good in business, okay? So I'll give you a few that when I was coming up in business, it was things like, yeah, you got to make a 10% profit. Like that was just this talked about expectation, almost like it was common knowledge to everybody that if you're a contractor, yeah, I mean, I used to remember going out on estimates and people would be like, well, geez, that's $5,000. And so with a 10% profit, you're making $500. That's pretty good. I used to have fucking people say that to me. So it's like somewhere in the universe, it became this expectation to make 10%. Okay. Another one that I heard a lot was you should have a closing rate of at least 50 to 60%. If it's higher than that, you're charging too little. Okay. And if it's lower than that, you're not a good salesperson. Okay, now that may or may not be true, but it's not a hard, cold fact. And it's not something I'm going to hang my hat on as an expectation. And another one, this popular one that probably resonates with just about everybody listening to this, is if you're going to be a contractor and you're going to get into this sales game and you're going to sell your services and shit, it's just the expectation that you become part of a mix of a bunch of contractors that come out and fight for the job. You know, I think I shared with you guys before, I remember showing up to a house once and I was one of like 9 contractors that were there. And what did I do? I jumped in line, bah, bah, and I acted like a fucking sheep and didn't get the job. Okay. I've had customers tell me through the years, prospects tell me through the years, yeah, we get 3 bids and, you know, we lay them all on the table and whatever one looks the best, it's professionally presented. That's kind of our, that's, they have different categories. I had these people that they had like 4 categories. Ultimately, they ended up choosing the middle number. That was their thing. So guys, customers don't go to customer school. And if we're not careful, if we don't take care of our own selves first and put people on our process and have our own expectations, then we're just going to be on everyone else's sales process. So a lot's changed over the years in my expectations. And I want to share, I don't know, 4 or 5 things here with you guys today, how some of these expectations of mine have changed and they've really become an anchor of what we do in the fight. And the first one is this: you set the profit goal that you want based on your life and your business goals. It's that simple. Okay. You set your pricing based upon the value that you deliver and what you need to bring home and what you need to bank and what you want to bank. All right. And here's the thing. If you're delivering massive value to people, then you should get massive profit. And if that's 10% for you, then it's 10% for you. Okay. But for most that get this right, 10% is like an insulting profit margin. See, because here's the other problem. A lot of you guys are paying yourself out of the quote unquote profit margin. You don't pay yourselves a fucking salary. You go out and do a, you know, 500 grand a year at a 10% profit. You got 50 grand left. Okay. And then you're expected to pay your salary out of that. All right. I was talking to a guy the other day who's, I don't know, he's doing 400 grand this year, 350, 400 grand so far in 2020. And he's only paid himself $14,000. Okay. So guys, you set the profit based on what you want. And what we teach in our programs, what I teach in my world, is you better be paying yourself at least $100,000 a year in a personal salary. And then you pick a number, $20, $40, $50, $100, $300,000, whatever it is. And you put that on top as your profit goal. And I'm not going to get into how you reach that. But guys, number one, fuck that 10% stuff. All right, you set the profit goal. Number two, I am perfectly okay with a really low closing rate. I'm more interested in working with the right clients, doing the projects for the right people. And the right people are the people that need and want what I do, number one. Number two, they see the value in what my team and I bring. And because they see that value, they're willing to find the money. They got a magic money tree. We all do, for the shit that's important to us. And they're willing to find the money to be able to work for us because number one and number two we just shared. And the fourth criteria of a right client to me is that they're a joy to work with. That when I see their name on my phone pop up or an email from them, I don't have that pit in my stomach. Oh, son of a bitch, what the fuck do they want? Okay? Guys, a high close rate does not mean that you're setting the world on fire. It may or may not. There's too many variables. I'm more interested in working with the right clients. In fact, I'm thinking of a couple people right now who pay themselves $500,000 to $700,000 a year in their pocket on businesses that do under $2 million a year, top line revenue, okay? They have zero debt, small teams, shit tons of money that are coming in because they've got these things on straight, and their close rates are 15 to 20% because they're working with the right clients. I'm more interested in working with the right clients. All right, third thing here, guys. Remember that whole part about us just jumping in and being a mix of a bunch of contractors that are fighting for the work, posturing and all this other shit? Fuck that. We are not like other contractors. Get that through your head. You are not like other contractors. You are elite. You're not elitist. Okay? You're not, you know, like, hey, we're better than everybody in the world and fuck all of you. No, no, no. You're just elite. You operate at an elite level. And because of that, you have your process. You are not interested in running out to every person that fucking calls you and says, come out and give me a bid, leave it in the box. You're going to be one of 40 guys here. I mean, how many of you guys have walked into a project and the homeowner hands you a packet and they're like, we want all these boxes checked and these things filled out. This is what we're having all the contractors do. I'm like, fuck that. Not happening. All right. You reached out to me. We're the damn professional in this trade, in this industry. This is our fucking process because we're elite at what we do. Okay. That's an expectation of mine. Next expectation of mine is to be respected. I expect to be respected. Everything we've said up until that point is kind of the root. This respect thing is the root. Too many times we've been disrespected. Too many times we've been treated like we're less than, like we're just a contractor. All right, and that's bullshit. We're the backbone of the damn country. We build shit. We fix shit. Take us away. What the hell happens? Things crumble. All right. And so if you're going to operate at an elite level and deliver amazing value to people, then you need to have the expectation that you will also be respected, meaning you are worth them telling you the truth. Not telling you the truth is, you know, oh, we really don't have a budget. Can you just come out and let me waste your time and then I'll call you later and tell you we hired somebody else? That's not being respected. Somebody not jumping onto your sales process is you not being respected. Okay. And listen, commanding respect doesn't mean you're a dick about it. I know I'm fired up when I talk here and stuff because I'm passionate about this. You can be a strong individual. You can be assertive and all those other things, but it doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. Okay. And obviously we got to be worthy of respect. And the final expectation I have here that I want to share with you guys today is I expect to make a lot of money. I expect to do business on my terms. Why do I expect to make a lot of money? Because I'm taking a lot of risk as a business owner. Okay, there are physical risks. There are emotional risks. There's, you know, shit that can go wrong that can affect my family for generations or decades. Okay. All the debt issues and all these other guys, you stack it up. You got your own reasons. Okay. If you are delivering great value, if you are worthy of respect, then you must have the expectation to get paid. Now, something that came up in one of our Sales Academy training calls just today. I was listening to Derek, one of my partners there. He was doing a live sales call, like live in front of our whole group. And Derek's not role-playing. He's working our sales process with a client. And Derek agreed to amount of money, and the guy agreed to amount of money for Derek and his team, or Derek's team, to go out there and clean this guy's water feature. And some of the people in the chat box were like, well, what if the pond's bigger than the picture with him, what he told you, and all this other stuff? And Derek's like, I'm willing to roll the dice because I'm playing the long game. Okay. So Derek understands lifetime value. He knows that even if the pond dimensions aren't exactly what they're supposed to be, and I'm not going to go into all the whole thing here and nitpick the shit out of it for you guys here today, because you just won't get it because you weren't on the call. But Derek knows his numbers. Derek does business on his terms. Derek makes a fuck ton of money. Okay. And one of the reasons he makes a lot of money is he has the expectation he'll make a lot of money, but he expects to hit base hits. He doesn't expect to hit home runs. A lot of you guys are failing in your sales process because you don't understand lifetime value. You don't understand how to bunt or get hit by a pitch now and then to get on first base, or just hit a base hit every time. You're swinging for the fences all the time because you listen to me going, you got to make a lot of money. Well, guys, build your customer list. Expect to be paid. You got to hit your minimum margins and all that shit. I get that. But this whole point here is about expect to make a lot of money. Expect to hit a base hit every day. Expect the cash register to ring every day. Here in my company, The Contractor Fight, guys, we coach and we do workshops and we have programs and all this other shit for people. We track how many days in a row we have a sale, okay, in our CRM. You know, we sell merch, we sell programs, we sell videos, all this other shit. And every day we have a sale, we're like, whew, we had a sale. All right. We're on a streak right now. We're at 61 days in a row. Our previous streak was 52. I think it was 52. See, I forgot about the previous one because we're on a new one. Prior to that, it was 11 days. So guys, it's growing because we expect it to grow, is my point here. So listen, take some time here. Take stock of your sales process. Take stock of your mindset. Take stock of the expectations that you have for yourself as a sales organization, your company. Don't settle for playing the game like all the other contractors that are out there. Be uncommon. Be uncommon in the way you operate, the expectations you have, and you'll be uncommon in the results that you're getting, in the quality of life, and the size of your damn bank account. All right, you guys are fucking awesome. If you want to learn more about what I was just talking about in our Sales Academy, head to contractorsalesacademy.com/ stay with me here, and it's also in the show notes, contractorsalesacademy.com/initiation-waived. All right, right now we're waiving the $3,000 initiation fee to get into the group. All right, so contractorsalesacademy.com/initiation-waived. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.